Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the seventh week in ordinary time. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Hope and lives in Croton-on-Hudson, New York. Her preaching today is entitled, A Taste of the Reign of God.
A reading from the Book of Sirach. Pleasant speech multiplies friends, and a gracious tongue multiplies courtesies. Let those who are friendly with you be many, but let your advisers be one in a thousand. When you gain friends, gain them through testing, and do not trust them hastily. For there are friends who are such when it suits them, but they will not stand by you in time of trouble. And there are friends who change into enemies and tell of the quarrel to your disgrace. And there are friends who sit at your table, but they will not stand by you in time of trouble. When you are prosperous, they become your second self and lord it over your servants. But if you are brought low, they turn against you and hide themselves from you. Keep away from your enemies and be on guard with your friends. Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine, and those who fear the Lord will find them. Those who fear the Lord direct their friendship aright, for as they are, so are their neighbors also. Coming upon these words of wisdom from the Book of Sirach felt so refreshing to me at this moment of our national and indeed global history. The general atmosphere these days sinks our hearts into feelings of disgust, disappointment, disconnectedness, yearning for some real wisdom, longing for basic human kindness and plain truth. Sirach writes about human connectedness on the deepest level. He writes about friendship. He speaks of the full truth of it, its potential risks, as well as its enormous value. In a world of government proclamations and actions that are producing disruption, distraction, distortion of values, and disregard for the most elementary level of human relationships, this scripture passage is really like a single blooming flower amidst piles of rubble. Heartwarming truth-telling, emitting simple beauty. Consider just the first few words of the passage. Pleasant speech multiplies friends, and a gracious tongue multiplies courtesies. Pleasant speech, a gracious tongue, courtesies. Do not these words express some of our basic longings today? At their root, the verses of this scripture passage give us a taste of what we mean by the reign of God. Our brother Dominican, Timothy Radcliffe, devoted an entire conference to the topic of friendship in his three-day retreat for Synod participants in October of 2023. His emphasis was on what he calls the spacious friendship of God, which he asserts we should all embody. Friendships that reach across boundaries and barriers of division. The soul bonding of constancy, I should say the soul bonding constancy of true friendship, depends largely on our openness to the profoundly attentive listening it requires, and which was a requirement at the synod. That kind of listening opens the eyes of our hearts to really see the other person, and really to see our real selves. Then the relationship can reveal to us in a unique way the very presence of God. There is the singular energy at the center of true friendship. Therein lie the treasure beyond price and the life-saving medicine, in the words of Sirach, whose value becomes even more evident in times such as ours. For us believers, the delight of true friendship indisputably derives from this revelation of the presence of God's Spirit right there in the relationship. We attend to seeing the image of God in the other, beyond all outward appearance of difference or distinction. So let me conclude with two sentences from Radcliffe's conference that would seem to strike the foundational chord inherent in Sirach's words. He writes, "Jesus opened the way into the eternal friendship of the Trinity. This friendship he offered to his disciples, to tax collectors and prostitutes, to lawyers and foreigners. It was the first taste of the kingdom." Amen.